අවකාශයේ පාසල
මේ අපේ ඉස්කෝලේ
ගමින් නගරේ දූපුතුන්ට දැනුම අරන් ගෙදරට එන
පුංචි අපේ රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර
Dear students, welcome you all to Ruhunu Guru Gedara Educational Program. I'm Mahisha Samarasinghe, an English teacher from the Niyaya Central College. Today, I'm going to do an English lesson for grade 10 students. Unhappiness. Did you hear that word? Yes. What is the meaning of it? The state of being sad. Am I right? How does that word build up? Let's see. Well, we know the adjective happy. But there are two sets of words are added to the word happy. What are they? Unness. Un is meant not, and ness is meant the state of being. Then we understand that there is a root word, happy, and two letters, sets, are added to the front and back of the word. These added letter sets are called affixes. What are they? Affixes. Dear children, today we are going to learn affixes. Do you remember what an affix is? You have been learning affixes from grade 6. Let's revise the definition of affixes. An affix is a set of letters which are added to the base form of the word to change its meaning or the word class. An affix is a set of letters which are added to the base form of the word to change its meaning or the word class. Affixes are two types. They are prefixes and suffixes. What are they? Prefixes and suffixes. Now, let's see what are prefixes. Prefix is a set of letters which is added to the front of a word. Prefix is a set of letters which is added to the front of the word. And there are a number of prefixes in English language. They have different meanings. Not only that, they change the meaning of the word root. Let's see few prefixes as examples. First one, anti. Spellings are A-N-T-I. The meaning is against. Examples, social, antisocial. Gravity, anti-gravity. Biotic, antibiotic. Okay, second one. Dis. Spellings are D-I-S. The meaning is opposite of. Examples, like, dislike. Honest, dishonest. Agree, disagree. Third one, in. Spellings are I-N. The meaning is not. Okay, let's see some examples. Correct, incorrect. Adequate, inadequate. Ability, inability. Fourth one, extra. Spellings are E-X-T-R-A. The meaning is more than. Let's see some examples. Curricular, extracurricular. Ordinary, extraordinary. Number 5. For. Spellings are F-O-R-E. The meaning is before. Okay, let's see some examples. Cast, forecast. Hand, forehand. See, foresee. Number 6. Miss. Spellings are M-I-S. The meaning is wrongly. Examples: fire, misfire. Interpret, misinterpret. Conduct, misconduct. Number 7. Re. The spellings are R-E. The meaning of re is again. Examples: play, replay. Write, rewrite. Use, reuse. Number 8. Un. Spellings are U-N. The meaning of that is not. Examples are finished, unfinished. Friendly, unfriendly. Known, unknown. Number 9. Im. Spellings are I-M. The meaning is opposite of. Let's see some examples. Polite, impolite. Pio, impio. Possible, impossible. Number 10. Ir. Spellings are I-R. The meaning is opposite of. Okay, let's see some examples. Regular, irregular. Relevant, irrelevant. Alright. We have revised few prefixes, their meanings and examples. We saw that prefixes don't change the word class. They change the meaning of the words. Remember it. I'm quite sure that you are having a clear idea on prefixes. Now tell me, what is a suffix? Can you define it? Yeah, it is a set of letters which is added to the end of the word. Let's see it again. It is a set of letters which is added to the end of a word. They usually change the word class. That means suffixes change nouns into verbs, adjectives into verbs, verbs into adjectives, nouns into adverbs, and nouns into adjectives. Let's see a few suffixes. Number 1. N. Spellings are E-N. The meaning is made of. Okay, let's see some examples. Gold, golden. Gold is a noun. After adding E-N, it becomes an adjective. Like that, wood, wooden. Hard, harden. Number 2. L. Spellings are A-L. The meaning is pertaining to. Let's see some examples. Fiction, fictional. Fiction is a noun. By adding A-L, it becomes an adjective. Fictional. Music, musical. Person, personal. Number 3. Munt. Spellings are M-E-N-T. The meaning is condition. Let's see some examples. argue, argument. Argue is a verb. After adding ment, it becomes a noun. Achieve, achievement. Employ, employment. Let's go to the fourth one. Ness. The spellings are N-E-S-S. The meaning is state of being. Let's see some examples. High, highness. High is an adjective. After adding ness, it becomes the noun highness. Sick, sickness. Kind, kindness. Number 5. Ship. Spellings are S-H-I-P. The meaning is position held. Examples: friend, friendship. Hard, hardship. Citizen, citizenship. Friend is a noun. After adding ship, again it becomes a noun. The noun is friendship. Number 6. Shun. The spellings are T-I-O-N. The meaning is state of being. Okay, let's see some examples. Promote, promotion. Promote is a verb. When we add T-I-O-N, it becomes a noun. The noun is promotion. Okay, as the same, donate, donation. Protect, protection. Number 7. Full. Spellings are F-U-L. The meaning is full of. Care, careful. Play, playful. Hope, hopeful. Care is a noun. After adding full, it becomes an adjective. The adjective is careful. Number 8. Less. Spellings are L-E-S-S. The meaning is without. Examples: meaning, meaningless. Help, helpless. Home, homeless. Meaning is a noun. Meaningless is an adjective. Number 9. Shun. The spellings are S-I-O-N. The meaning is state of being. Okay, let's see some examples. Tense, tension. Tense is a verb. Tension is an adjective. Confuse, confusion. Decide, decision. Number 10. Able. The spellings are A-B-L-E. The meaning is can be. Okay, let's see some examples. Read, readable. Read is a verb. Readable is an adjective. Forget, forgettable. Comfort, comfortable. All right. Let's see few activities to get to know more on prefix and suffixes. Take out your activity sheets. Look into exercise 1. Read the instruction first. Exercise 1. Find a new word by adding a suitable prefix. There are 10 root words given to you along with 7 prefixes. Then few prefixes can be used with more than one root word. I know that you have written meaningful words using the given words and prefixes. Let's see the given prefixes. They are for, un, pre, im, in, extra, dis. Okay, let's build up words. Connect, disconnect. Healthy, unhealthy. natural, unnatural, possible, impossible, active, inactive, historic, prehistoric, honest, dishonest, courage, discourage, ordinary, extraordinary, cast, forecast. Let's go to activity 2. Use a suitable suffix to make a new word. Here we can see 10 root words and suffixes. What are the given suffixes here? Read them with me. Less, full, ill, ness, month, un, I've, meant, shun. Meant is given twice, so each suffix should be used once. Number 1. Read, reader. 2. Confuse, confusion. Number 3. Act, action. Number 4. Govern, government. 5. Create, creation or creative. Number 6. Agree, agreement. Number 7. Kind, kindness. Number 8. Help, helpful. Number 9. Music, musical. Number 10. Home, homeless. Did you write all the answers? Were you able to get all correct? Okay, let's go to exercise 3. Complete the following sentences using an appropriate prefix to the word given in the brackets. I know that you have completed the activity. Here you have to use prefixes only. Let's see the first one. Number 1. The candidate couldn't achieve the job because of the within brackets ability to face the interview properly. Here the job seeker hasn't got the job as he doesn't have the ability. We have to write the opposite of ability. The answer is inability. The candidate couldn't achieve the job because of the inability to face the interview properly. Number 2. He made some, within brackets, polite comments about her appearance in front of the friends. In this sentence, a man is making bad comments about a woman's appearance. Again, we have to write the opposite of polite. The answer is impolite. He made some impolite comments about her appearance in front of the friends. Number 3. Dinosaurs, within brackets, appeared from the earth long ago. Dinosaurs are extinct from the earth in the past. Then we need to write the opposite of appeared. That is disappeared. Dinosaurs disappeared from the earth long ago. Number 4. The river, blank, within brackets, flowed its banks during monsoon rains. The sentence is saying about an adverse weather condition. The answer should be overflowed. The river overflowed its banks during monsoon rains. Number 5. The TV crew scheduled the blank within brackets play for the weekend. The second is talking about playing again a TV show. Then it should be replay. The TV crew scheduled the replay for the weekend. Okay, children, I presented this lesson for Ruhunu Guru Gedara Educational Program. I am Mahisha Samarasingha, an English teacher from Deniyaya Central College.
Ruhunu Guru Gedara Sambandhava obata matuwana gatalu saha obi adahas palakirimata den SMS sewawak sakriyai. ඉංග්‍රීසි විෂයට අදාළ පාඩම පිළිබඳව ඔබට ගැටලුවක් වේ නම් ENG හිස්තැනක් Q හිස්තැනක් ප්‍රශ්නය පැහැදිලිව සරලව සඳහන් කොට ඉංග්‍රීසි අකුරෙන් වෙනත් ආකාරයකින් කියන්නේ නම් සිංග්ලිෂ් හෝ ටැංග්ලිෂ් සිංග්ලිෂ් හෝ ටැංග්ලිෂ් වලින් ලියා 0.7.488.1 0.7.488.1.488 අංකයට යොමු කරන්න. ඔබට යම් අදහසක් හෝ යෝජනාවක් හෝ ඉදිරිපත් කරන්නට තිබේ නම් ඔබ කළ යුත්තේ ඉහත Q අක්ෂරය වෙනුවට C අක්ෂරය යෙදීමයි.
අවකාශයේ පාසල
මේන් අපේ ඉස්කෝලේ
ගමින් නගරේ දූපුතුන්ට දැනුම අරන් ගෙදරට එන
පුංචි අපේ රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර